You know, really just kind of, obviously there's a maturation level that helps. We had some young guys a year ago that, you know, played quite a bit for us. You know, so it's possible to do. You see guys, you know, break into the league as rookies. You know, some make a big splash early. You know, I think it's still football. You know, it's a level jump, you know, from college football to the NFL. You know, and guys work hard enough at it, it's doable. Well, I think, you know, again, it's back to the coaching. I think, you know, our coaches do a good job. We minimize the total install, so it's not like we give them our whole playbook. But, you know, just see how they can take it from, the meeting room onto the field. And, you know, they did a good job. You know, I think all in all, it was a very, very productive rookie minicamp.
So the first practice Friday, they had, what, an hour or two, a couple hours?
Well, we had them Thursday night, so we actually did the install the night before and then, kind of reviewed it a little bit in the morning before we come out and practice it. And, I thought, as I told them, all in all, it was a very productive camp. Well, I think it'll definitely help. You know, we need to improve our team. Obviously, 6-10 is not what we're looking for. So I think, hopefully in all our acquisitions, whether it was in free agency or in the draft or even plucking a few of these tryout guys, I thought our special teams improved quite a bit as the season went on. It couldn't start much more miserably. But we'll continue to improve that as we move forward. You know, movement, you know, hat placement, kind of assignment, sound. You know, there's still some things you can see, footwork, those types of things. But it's, the real evaluation with those guys comes when the pads are on.